Jack to meet him, Martha.
I didn't know they'd grown him so big, Jess.
I wonder where he's going. He's got little Timmy.
Poor Timmy.
He ate him all up.
Gentlemen, Spade in America with David Spade.
crowd. Thanks for staying up. Okay, well, I got a fan letter here from Indiana, and I'd like to read it to you. It says, Dear David, why are you such an idiot? Every time I see you on TV, I want to punch you in the face. Sincerely, Danny Minton. P.S. Why don't you ever do Hollywood Minute anymore? Well, Danny, such a sweet kid. I get a lot of letters like this. I tell you what, for you, since you sound so cool, we will do one. So here we go. Hollywood Minute, 1995, year in review. Tony Danza's back with his new hit series, Hudson Street. If you look at a map, Hudson Street is located near the corner of Lame and Contrived. Right near where they meet. Casino. Casino it already. But I liked it better the first time I saw it, when it was called Goodfellas. Actress Heather Harlan married Tony Randall in a private ceremony in New York, though friends say they don't expect the marriage to last long because she's only 25 and he's gay. Hi there. I've been in 4 movies this year. I'll give you $1,000 if you can name one of them. Maybe I shouldn't leave the Royal Jewels unattended. But what could happen? I'm only in New York. Durr! In one of Princess Di's love letters to her boyfriend James Hewitt, she wrote, I need your kisses, I need your body, I need your loving. Sure, it's embarrassing, but it did get her a job writing songs for Journey. Joey Buttafuoco, Tanya Harding, John Wayne Bobbitt, all these people had 15 minutes of fame, and for Christmas, I'm donating an extra 12 seconds. Happy holidays, gang! Heather Locklear will star in an NBC TV movie about a woman with 20 personalities, which are linked by one common trait. They all can't act. Look, children, it's a falling star. Make a wish. That's right. You make a Hollywood Minute omelet, you break some eggs. Don't write the letters. You can't take the job. Well, the movie Powder came out this fall, and not many know that this was not the original title. The movie's about a bald, pale, feminine, sickly-looking guy with that people worship. The first title, Stipe. Houston, we have a problem. Before he collapsed on stage, Michael Jackson sold some of his publishing rights for $100 million. Do you have any idea how much $100 million can buy these days? 5 free molestings. That's right. It's a deal. Anna Nicole Smith was hospitalized twice this year. Her people said it was for exhaustion. For once, I believe them. If I had to lug these two giant sandbags around all day, I'd be exhausted too. I heard she had a second spine put in. There's a new morning show, George and Lana. This is for the 8 viewers who can't keep up with the fast pace of Mike and Maddie. The woman who shot Selena was the president of her fan club. This kind of thing makes you stop and think. Why can't Michael Bolton's fan club show some initiative? So good looking, his face hurts. At night, he's like, oh, my head. All right, they're not all winners. Next one. They're there for pace. A vicious firebombing of a New York City subway clerk was similar to the firebombing in the movie Money Train. When learning of this terrible tragedy, a spokesperson for Columbia Pictures said, Go see Money Train! And finally, Andrew McCarthy and Ally Sheedy are still vacationing off the face of the earth. And that's the Hollywood Minute. We will see you next week. Get well, Drew.
Should call the toss, wear the pants and be the boss. A man should be the Drake for his own damn sake. And men should be the misters and the masters of their sisters. A man should be the reason for a heart to break. A man should cut the lawn, change a tire, and mend the worn. A man should never wait to oil a rusting gate. Men should hold the key positions in our country's great traditions. A man should put the food upon the family plate.
So, be moral, don't quarrel. Parents, firm is dead.
Let me alert you that virtue won't hurt you or desert you
if you wear hair on your chest.
Hawk another jock's tools. A man should wax a car, fix a fuse, and tend a bar. A man should like his brow to be wet with sweat. And should know the right occasions to indulge in tax evasions. A man should know the settings that his spark plugs get. Faggots are maggots. Thank God I'm a man.
Standing by, ladies and gentlemen, Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Hey, Herb! Hey, Herb! Hey, Herb! How you doing, young
man? All right, hey, you know what? Roddy Piper, I'm not a very patient man. Ever since I've been here, the promoters have been putting me in the ring with these bums, these boys that don't stand a chance with me. The best deserves the best. I demand some competition. I want them Tito Santanas. I want them Hulk Hogans.
You suppose that Tito Santana, on his best day with all the tacos he could eat, would stand a chance against you?
Tito couldn't stand a chance with me for 1 second in that ring, and he knows it. I like to hurt people, and that's what I do best. I can knock a bull out with one punch. Tie two greyhounds to my daddy, and I'll pull them back together.
You have something that this is, of course, Mr. Mister Classy, Freddie Blassie. We all, the AC baby, we love you. This is AC. He does something that I have never, ever seen before, and I'd like you to tell us about it.
The man, he doesn't rely on wrestling, just brutality. He gets in there from the time the bell rings until it ends. He's just a constant goal machine. He doesn't stop until he's got his opponent annihilated. And you know the man, he can take two automobiles and tie them together and hold them like this, and they can put on all the gas they want, and they can't pull his hands apart.
You can hold two automobiles together like this and with chains, and they can go in opposite directions.
No problem. That's no problem. There's nothing that I can't do. There's nobody that I can't beat up.
No, Tito can do that too, except he uses dinky toys. That's the only difference.
Well, that's all right, Danny. I can't wait. Tito Santana, Hulk Hogan, I don't care who you are. When you get in the ring with me, you're going to get hurt. And when I hurt you, Danny, I hurt you.
Whoa.
Such a liar. All right, state your name and power.
I am the Waffler. With my griddle of justice, I bash the enemy in the head, or I burn them like so.
Oh, ah. Don't do that.
I also have my truth syrup, which is low fat. And I've been working on a theme song, kind of a waffle man. I'm the Waffler, golden crispy, bad guys of history. Yo! And I'm running, you know, just think about it. Do you have a health plan, by the way? Maybe dental, eye?
Next.
Hi, I am Pencilhead.
And I am son of Pencilhead.
We erase crime.
Two generations of...
Right.
Yes, thank you.
Can I do it right?
Yeah, I think I like this.
I say.
I'm the Ballerina Man.
Oh. I don't need to see that. Thanks.
I am...
You copied me! You copied me!
I did not!
Liar!
Now, ladies, ladies, now let's play nicely. Oh.
I'd say there's potential.
There. I be the ball fighter. I find the ball.
Greetings, fellow crime fighters.
I am Screechy Man. Do you sense its power?
Yes.
PMS Avenger. I only work 4 days a month. Is there a problem with that?
No.
No.
No. No. Whatever you say.
We'll get back to you.
Thank you so much.
Whatever.
Me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. I said, are you gonna be my girl? Well, it's 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. I said, you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need money with a face like that, do ya? Long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Oh,
What's wrong with everyone, huh? I mean, surely a quarter's not too much to ask to rub your hands over all this.
Yeah, it's a real bargain.
You and I are a lot alike, boy.
No, I've had sex. And at least I have the decency to die at 13.
I wonder how Kelly's doing on her new roller skating waitress job.
But a trifle late. Help me down the steps, Sneezy. Dumb, stupid, rotten job. Roller skating waitress at Bill's Hilltop Drive-In. This is what I spent all those years learning my ABDs for?
How much money did you make, Kel?
Nothing. This is my first order. Stupid people with their stupid restaurant on a stupid hill. So these people order burgers and fries, and then they load me into this chute, fire me towards the car, and I'm doing fine. I'm also doing warp 10, zooming down the expressway to the yells of, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's a girl going 90 with a dress over her head. You know, if Mom hadn't made me stop kissing for money when I was 5, I wouldn't be in this pickle of a fish.
Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl. An American. Chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. Fix the sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world.
Elizabeth, well, mind, body, and soul.
Let's clarify that.
she said she's made bad decisions. The one bad decision she made in trying to get back at Randy is knowing that her contract for WCW was going to be up in November and signing with the NWO. But when she saw what happened with Hulk Hogan and Randy, she realized she had feelings she didn't know she had.
Oh,
and look at this.
See ya.
And here they come. Now I stay right here. Stay right here.
See ya.
We knew they were coming. We're prepared for them. There's security in the building. They're coming down to watch the NWO Sting.
Never say goodbye unless you mean it. Goodbye.
Stinger, be that man. And I'm talking about the real Stinger, not an imposter.
There's the NWO's head of security, Vincent, along with Mr. Ted DiBiase. Six. Mr. Hall.
Nash, the Giant, NWO et al.
Call your friends right now. Call the neighbors. Call the police. Call 911. NWO is here.
Hollywood Hogan is not. I wonder if that's because he knew that the Macho Man was scheduled to be here tonight. Maybe if he knew he wasn't going to show up, he'd have probably been here.
How do you know Hogan's not here? Something to think about, too.
You're right.
You don't know what they're up
to. You know what? This is a joke. This is a joke. You want to buy your time, NWO? You want to sneak your man in here? I don't know who you're trying to impress.
Well, it's Hogan. You know, Hogan thinks he's bigger than this sport. He thinks he created this sport. He thinks he's better than white bread. I mean, who knows about this guy but me? He is egotistical, and he's selfish, and all he thinks about is himself. And he's using everyone in the NWO to further his career. Simple. Cut and dry.
This NWO version, I'm not even going to say of Sting, because everybody knows it is not. It is not. But
wait
this,
a minute.
What?
This.
That's Sting.
This is. Wait a minute.
That's Sting.
It is, but.
Wait till the bogus Sting sees him.
Wait a minute.
Here
wait
we go.
Minute. Wait a minute. What's with NWO? They're just standing by watching this. Wait a minute.
Whoa.
They're just standing around watching Stinger, the real Stinger.
Eric, Sting is wearing black and white, the colors of the NWO.
And NWO not making a move to stop what's going on here.
And the bogus Sting is one of their men. Well, you saw what they did to the Nasties.
Yeah, we've seen how loyal they've been before.
He's a sacrificial lamb. These guys, NWO not making a move.
No.
Oh, no. Well, you wanted him here, Bischoff, and now he's here. But he's not on our side, it looks like to me.
We said, Sting, be the leader, be that man last week. This is not what we had in mind. I had people telling me a little while ago that he was really here. Now, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Uh-oh, watch this, watch this.
Hold on, hold, no, come on.
Warren, welcome to the real
no.
Stinger.
No.
He's with him. He is with him.
You know,
no way.
Sting, the NWO would like to give you a warm welcome too. We'd like to welcome you aboard. See, we could use a man like you.
No.
Whether you realize it or not, or whether WCW realizes it or not, the NWO is taking over.
What's that?
That mean? Is a fact. You understand?
He's not wearing NWO. He's not wearing your colors. He's not wearing that NWO. Look at the face.
There's nothing anybody can do about it.
Look at his
face. You see, if you join us, it's not like going to work for any other company. No. Once you join us, then you're like family.
You got something to say to Sting, big man? Stinger, if I may quote my most favorite American poet, Jim Morrison. I think it's time you break on through to the other side.
Don't do it.
I got a couple of questions I got a couple of questions for Sting. You've been carrying the WCW banner for 9 years and doing a great job. What do you got to show for it? We bring him out, a bogus imposter, and nobody knows about that better than us. Because we knew it would get to you. WCW tells you to stick it. We want you to know we're taking over, and with you, there's no stopping us. You jump NWO, you're NWO for life.
Come on, Stinger. Come on, Stinger.
He's done.
Come on.
They've brought the devil out of him. He reached down.
That right there is your cheap imitation. You get what you pay for, don't you? The real Sting may or may not be in your price range. But the only thing that's for sure about Sting is nothing's for sure.
What does that mean? He's a free agent.
Doing?
What does it mean?
What's she doing? He didn't say. He didn't say yes.
He said he may or may not be in
he
the price
He did not
range.
Say he did not make the move.
And now they're going to help Sting. I mean, the bogus Sting.
He did not make the move. But they didn't mug him either.
Well, he didn't say yes like you say, but he didn't say no. It's another way to look at it. Not even a maybe. He's a free agent.
All right. I'm going to try to get backstage here to commercial break. I'm going to try to get back here. Let's take a break. I'm going to go for him. I'm going to get the answer. Hold it.
NWO multiply.
Savage is here. Hold on. I'm going.
Okay, you can, don't leave me here. Okay, I'll tell you today, if something happens here, you're here by yourself.
We're outnumbered.
I don't want to stay here.
There were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all, till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all, till there was you. Then there was music and wonderful roses, they tell me, in sweet fragrant meadows of dawn and dew. There was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all, till there was you. I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all, till there was you.
Welcome to the Joe Pesci Show. Here he is now, my brother, Joe Pesci.
Hey, hello!
got a talk show here, talk show with my mic. I can talk into a little chair, can swivel around, look over here, look over there. I got everything. It's the Joe Pesci Show. All right, I'm going to bring on my first guest, who is a dear friend of mine. I think you all know him very well. Please welcome the one and only Mr. Robert De Niro. What are you doing? Folks, this man, he is the king. I mean, he was in everything. Come on. Raging Bull, Goodfellas, Casino, Naomi Campbell.
Joey, be nice. People are watching. This guy.
All right. My first guest you know from the movie Lethal Weapon. Please welcome Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. Bring them in here. Oh. You don't say hello to Mr. De Niro? Show the respect, will you?
Hey, Bob, how's it going there, buddy?
Enough.
So, fellas, we had a good time making Lethal Weapon, huh?
Ah, you were hysterical, Joe. You were great as that irritating character.
Excuse me? Irritating? Did Mad Freaking Max here just call me irritating?
Nah, come on, Joe. All I meant
was... Oh, I know what you meant, man without a face. I'm irritating, huh? I'm like some sort of Italian rigatoni rectum rash, is that it?
Hey, now, Joe,
hey,
come on.
Hey, listen to me. I dye my hair blonde in that movie so my head doesn't match my grill, and you come on my show... Because on my show and he calls me irritating?
Look, Joe, it wasn't an insult.
Wasn't an insult? Bobby, did he insult me over here?
You insulted him a little bit you did.
Now it is my turn to insult you, you brave heart, skirt-wearing, long-haired hump. Get out!
Look, is this a joke?
No. You playing Hamlet. That was a joke. Hey, Bobby, did you see Mel play Hamlet?
Shakespeare, come on, huh?
I got some Shakespeare. After Doris, you go it. And take Othello with you it.
I'm getting too old for this.
Hey, tell me about it, partner.
Irritating, huh? How about in the middle of every one of his movies, boom, I gotta see his ass. That's irritating. Very nice. Okay, Bobby, how you like the show? You like what's going on here?
Very nice.
Okay, Bobby, why don't you introduce the next guest? Go ahead.
I can't see the cue card. Hold
Spider.
It up.
Spider. Come on, hold up the cue card. Hey. Is that good, Bob, right there?
I can't see it. Hold it up. I can't see it. Hold it up.
Come on. Spidey, get out of here, you half a moron, you. Look at this kid. Look at this spooch over here. What did I tell you?
You said I thought.
Look at this. Hold up the card so I can read it. Look at this kid. Look at this moron. He's landing planes over here. Lower, jackass.
Why don't you hold the freaking card, Joe?
Oh, the Guillaume's on this kid, huh? You talked him like that, A.A. Spider. There's a little something for you, Spider, okay? Don't take no crap from nobody, you hear me? Be a man. You gonna take that from him on your own show, Joey?
Yeah, I'll take it from him. There you go. All right, my next guest.
What is the matter with you? You shot the kid.
So what's wrong with shooting him? Why? What's wrong with that?
You don't think. Now who's going to hold up the cue cards?
I don't need no freaking cue cards. Come on. My next guest is Hollywood pretty boy. Please welcome Brad Pitt. Bring him out here, Brad Pitt. Hey, what's going on? Hey, Bobby. Let the kid sit down, will you? Come on.
Hey, Joey, I'm up. I'm down. I'm up. Hey, Brad, sit over there. Huh?
Come on. Hey, Brad. You know, now that I see you in person, you know, you don't look that pretty. Hey, Bobby, you think he looks pretty what?
You don't look too good, Brad.
Easy, guys. Listen, it's an honor to meet you gentlemen. I loved Raging Bull, I love Goodfellas, I love Casino. You two are the best. Everyone knows it.
Hey, this kid knows how to shine ass over here.
He's good. You're very good, Brad.
You're very good. So, Bradley, why don't you tell us about 12 Monkeys? Come on.
Well, 12 Monkeys, I play a lunatic. Not as well as you could, Joe. I mean, everyone knows you're the king of the lunatics. You're the best.
Luna what? Did he just say what I think he just said?
I think he did.
What did I offend him? Did I offend him?
You offend him a little bit, Brad, a little bit. Not too far.
Let me just get this straight over here. All right, you're the leading man, right? And I'm just some lunatic macaroni munchkin with my gugats in my hand. Is that it?
No, that's
not what I... I'm a hunchback of Notre Dame, huh? I'm causing meatball, and here's the sexiest man alive. Is that what's going on here?
No, Joe, I was just saying that.
Oh, he's handsome and skinny, and I'm the crazy little guinea. I'll show you crazy. I'll show you crazy. Now that there, that's a legend of a fall, huh? Hey, Bobby, did you ever see the movie Seven?
No, I did not.
Well, everyone's gonna see it now. One, two, three, four. Hey, can you believe the movie's halfway over? Five, six, seven.
Hey, Joey, here's your sequel right here, huh?
Bobby, what do you think of Pretty Boy, huh?
He definitely ain't pretty no more.
Okay, all right, that's the show. Good night, folks. You said it's over, all right? So turn it off.
Hey, Joe, you take care of the body. I'll take care of it.
Make sure he turns it off.
Well, you hear what he said? You hear what he said? Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off.
Than any pearl, your love so complete, Liberian girl.
even rule the world. You do this to me,
Liberian girl. You know that you came and you changed my world, just like in the movies.
Two lovers in a scene, and she says, "Do you love me?" And he says so earnestly, "I love you, Liberian girl." Look when the pier, look when the pier bends away.
Dr. D, David Schultz, Lord Alfred Hayes, and here in your gun room. And I must say, we certainly hope that you will show us a little something here, Mr. Schultz, but with care.
With care. You always handle guns with care. You never trust nobody with your own guns. You always check your guns. Like this one right here. If I want to go coon hunting, baby, I take it and I go coon hunting. You know what I'm saying? Down in Tennessee, we do a lot of coon hunting. I wouldn't even take that one off because you don't know nothing about no 45-70 government special. You know what I'm saying? That shoots a shell that'll knock you down, Vince McMahon. It'll knock you plumb down, the recoil from it. Listen right here, same type of gun they use in Vietnam. Shoots the same kind of shell right there. See what I'm saying? I keep it loaded because when I want to shoot, I want to shoot.
You keep all these loaded?
Well, I keep this one loaded. This one's not loaded because I check them all. You know what I'm saying?
Are you not and often confused as to what's loaded and what is not
loaded? They're my guns. I don't get confused. Now, I would let you handle it, but you'd be careless with it.
I don't really know a thing about guns.
What about you, Albert Hayes?
Oh, I don't want to touch that thing.
You don't want to touch it either?
No.
You know this thing right here? It'll shoot so many rounds in 30 seconds. You scared of guns?
I respect guns, Mr.
You
got to
respect them. I just told you that. You got to respect them.
I don't appreciate one of them being pointed at me either.
Well, this one right here. I'm going to lay it right here because I don't want to take a chance. I got the clip back in it, you know. Now, come right over here.
What else you have in here? We know you had the handgun earlier on. What is this thing? A double barrel
this
what?
This is a double barrel flintlock.
Now, that is an old sucker, isn't
sure,
it?
Sure, it's an old one. I wouldn't have it if it wasn't old. I wouldn't have one of these new double barrels. This one here is worth a lot of money. Everything I got's worth a lot of money. You like that, Alfred Hayes?
I don't want to touch it.
Would you like to touch it?
No, thank you, but it does look...
You don't like my guns?
Well, not really, no. I'm sorry.
Alfred, you're not into guns, huh?
No.
If you don't mind, just take a little extra precaution.
I won't take time to explain to you about that.
Thank you. What else you have in there?
Well, this one right here now. You know what I can do? I can light matches with this one right here.
You can light matches?
Yes, I can light matches. It's a .22 long rifle. I can sit here, and I can light matches at 100 yards. That's what I can do.
You're that good a shot?
I'm that good. I'm an expert, baby. I didn't go to Vietnam for nothing. That's right. Vietnam, you know I've been there. You want to look at this one, Alfred Hayes?
Oh, no, I don't. Huh? No, thank
you don't
want
to look at that one?
No, and I
don't. He don't want to look at nothing, does he?
I don't believe so, no.
What about you? Would you like to look at it?
Well, let me...
Don't be touching my guns.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You don't know nothing about
guns. All right. I don't know an awful lot about them, though, as a matter of fact.
This right here is more your style.
That's it.
I'd like to see you,
12-gauge automatic, is it? I think I know a little something about some of those.
No kidding. 12-gauge automatic. Where'd you read that? Out of some kind of order book or something? You probably ain't got none. You ain't never shot one out in no field or nothing, have you?
As a matter of fact, I've had a little experience.
I can shoot 20 doves 20 doves without reloading.
Dove hunting with a
that's
12
right, gauge? That's right. 12 gauge. I use what I want to use.
Who would want to shoot a dove?
Oh, shut up. He makes me sick sometimes, Vince. Man, you have to have that guy hanging around with you all the time. Now, this one right here is an old 12 gauge.
If you don't mind, I don't want that pointed at me again. If you don't mind, please.
I told you, I know my guns are not. Look here, Alfred Hayes, I can put you in line.
Wait a minute.
No, really. I can just take you and go, you know, just, I mean, you know, it's no problem. What's wrong with you?
Why are you making me nervous?
I told both of you, the gun's not loaded, see?
Well, I mean, you never know when one is loaded.
See, look, I'll show you. Here. Whoa! You stupid idiot!
That is a foolish thing to do!
You loaded!
What's
the matter? What's the matter with you?
Don't
holler at you, you stupid!
Hey, wait a minute! Okay, all right, just cool it. All right, no problem. Okay, no problem. Just cool it. All right, no problem. Okay, fine. No problem? Okay, no. It's all right, okay.
Oh, that man.
We'll be back.
Okay, that's all right, Dave. I didn't say a thing.
We'll be back.
So far, I just can't.